Trump warns of assassination threats while declaring the 22nd of February Angel Family Day. President Donald Trump, speaking at a White House event honoring the families of Americans killed by undocumented immigrants, claimed that he has been the target of multiple assassination attempts because he is a very consequential leader. He referenced historic assassinations of Abraham Lincoln and John F. Kennedy to suggest that only impactful presidents are targeted, joking that he might prefer being a little less consequential to ensure his safety. Trump, who narrowly survived a 2024 shooting at a Pennsylvania rally, remarked that a lot of people are gunning for me and expressed uncertainty about how long he would be around. During the event, Trump officially designated the 22nd of February as Angel Family Day, commemorating U.S. citizens killed by undocumented immigrants, in alignment with his central campaign and presidential focus on immigration enforcement. The ceremony honored 64 victims, including Lake and Riley, a 22-year-old Georgia nursing student murdered in 2024 by Venezuelan national Jose Ibarra, as well as Katie Abraham, Rachel Morin, and Kayla Hamilton, all killed in separate violent crimes by undocumented immigrants. The designation follows Trump signing the Lake and Riley Act at the start of his second term, mandating federal detention without bond for non-citizens charged with certain crimes. White House officials, including Homeland Security Secretary Christine Oman, Border Czar Tom Homan, attended the solemn vigil. Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt emphasized that the administration is committed to securing the border, deporting criminal non-citizens, and preventing future tragedies, framing Trump's immigration policies as delivering accountability for angel families. The remarks came one day before a Trump State of the Union address, where immigration is expected to be a major theme.